And now we're going to get into the basic outlines. There's three basic outlines. Outline number one is when you have... from the point of view of each chord, like D minor, G7, and then C. I'm going to tell the intervals as they relate to each chord. 3, 2, 1, 7, 3, 2, 1, 7, 3. So it goes from 3 to 7, 3 to 7 to 3. All right, that's the basic outline number one. And then some variations on it. You can displace the octave. These are all in the PDF. So right now I'm on page, I'm on the top of page 7 in the PDF on chapter 2, linear harmony. 1, 2, 3, 4. Next variation. 2, 3, 4. Next variation, 2, 3, go. So they're just putting octave displacements in various places to add interest. Continuing, 2, 3, 4. And in this particular case, I landed on the fifth of the one chord. So I went like, according to each chord, I went 3, 3, 2, 1, 7, 3, 5, 7, 9, 5. Those are the intervals to each chord as they pass. These are the last two examples on page 7. This is over a minor. We have D half diminished, G7, C minor. Here it goes, 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's the same type of thing, except you're flatting the appropriate notes. And then the next, last one on page 7, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, I missed that one a little, so I'll do it again. 2, 3, 4. And then when you have two beats per chord instead of four, like in the top of page 8, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, the line could be, so it's really the same thing, but it's just squashed over two bars instead of four. And then here's outline number 2 in the next file.